Okay, I'm going to move on now to Graham Hooper to talk for a few minutes about community justice. What we'll then do is we'll try and take any questions on community justice when he's spoken, and then for the rest of the time we'll just open it up completely, and I will make sure that those who put their hand up and we didn't catch them, and if David and Adam, you can, you know, keep your eye on them, I'll make sure that we bring them, those people in there. Great. Oh, sorry.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, or is it good afternoon now? Excuse me a moment, I was led to believe that I would have an elf up at the front to push the buttons for me, but and then there is not one available, but I shall try and...
I'm not the elf, I just want to try and... just push the down arrow.
Try and grab my paper at the same time as pushing the button, so please forgive me. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Community Justice Initiative, which is in St Anne's and Astley. And this is a few months on from when a similar meeting took place here to explain the launch of the Community Justice Initiative. So I'm going to go back a little bit in time to explain the background. Nottingham is one of 10 areas that were asked to introduce community justice as a follow-on from two pilots that were run in Liverpool and Salford. Community justice is a process which is designed to reconnect communities with the criminal justice system. It's often referred to as the community justice court, but it's much broader than the court. And what I'm going to try to do is to go back a little bit to describe the aim of the project at the outset and to show you what we have done so far. We're 6 months into the implementation of the project, so it seems timely to look at what we've done and what we are proposing to do. The aims of community justice are quite wide. Firstly, there is a recognition that there is in many communities a lack of awareness of what actually happens in the criminal justice system. And it is important that communities have an opportunity to influence how the criminal justice agencies work so that the needs of the communities are taken into account. And in order to do that, you have to have an understanding of how the police, the courts, the CPS operate. Community justice is intended to bring about a situation where communities understand who the judges and magistrates are that dispense justice. And so it aims to increase the visibility of the judiciary locally. It's also important that there are clear, understandable and visible sentences that are handed down by the courts in the community so that that you as the public can actually see the impact of the court's action and the actions of the police and the CPS and the probation service and youth offending team in dealing with offenders who after all are members of the community and needs to be seen that there has been some response to their criminal behaviour. It's already been mentioned that one of the aims is to robustly case manage cases through the court process. The recognition that if there is a long delay between offence and conclusion, there is less meaning to the sentence that is passed. Much more desirable that the response of the criminal justice system is speedy. So that's part of the process. It's also said that offending, of course, is driven by individual and community problems. And so community justice is a process which is designed to address individuals' problems and those problems which affect communities. We've already mentioned that community orders, community sentences, have little meaning if they are not properly enforced. There is a widespread belief that community sentences may be something of a let-off, and that they don't actually do as much as robust sentencing and sending people to prison. In actual fact, you can't send every offender to prison, and no one would reasonably expect that to happen. But it is important if someone is sentenced in the community that they're made to complete the order. So part of the aims of the project is to improve compliance with those orders. Ultimately, there are two key aims: reducing crime and reoffending by offenders, and also increasing the confidence that ordinary members of the public have with the criminal justice system. I would say that there is another aim, and this is an important part of the project which is sometimes overlooked, namely that there is recognition that young people, and it is very often young people who do offend, are part of the community, and they need to be reintegrated into the community, given positive things to do and encouraged to lead law-abiding lives. So that's another aspect of the community. So we need to recognise that the Community Justice Project is there for the people who are affected by crime, but it's also to deal with the problems that are leading people to commit crime. So that's a very broad outline of what of the factors that drove us to design the pilot project that we had in Nottingham. And recognise that this is a pilot, and it's piloted in St Anne's and Astley on the basis that we would compare two approaches to community justice to see which approach delivered the greatest benefit. Because ultimately, if this works, the intention is that it applies not only to St Anne's and Astley, but to the wider Nottingham community and to Nottinghamshire as a whole. The intention is that community engagement and community justice is something that drives the whole criminal justice system if it's seen to be successful. Forgive me if I put up a slide. You'll realise very quickly when you see this that if this is a representation of the city of Nottingham, it is neither to scale nor very detailed in its representation. But it is an attempt to indicate what the root problem is that was to be dealt with by the community justice problem. There was a recognition that the communities of Nottingham are, if you like, disconnected. I'm sorry for those of you at the back that are unable to see probably either the shape nor the detail, but there's a recognition that there is a disconnect, as politicians like to describe it. If an offence is committed, say in Astley, the offender is likely to be taken to Ox Close Lane. He may be interviewed by police officers there. The case then comes to Nottingham Magistrates Court to be dealt with. If the offender is subsequently convicted, he may be sentenced and perform that sentence in a remote location. And nobody that was initially affected by that crime has any idea how that offence was dealt with, other than the limited reporting that there might be in the press. And that is a common feature of most urban cities where the criminal justice process, for good reason, has been centralised on certain locations, and it has resulted in this manifest disconnect. The aim of this is to reconnect, so that those people who are affected by crime not only have confidence that the case is being dealt with quickly and robustly, but understand how the case was dealt with from the point of arrest, through consideration of charge, through the court process, and ultimately as to how the sentence was enforced. So the aim is to reconnect the communities with the criminal justice system that serves them. So what have we done? But I'm going to start with the courts, and forgive me starting on the issue that is closest to my world. The courts are obviously the fulcrum of the whole process. Everything is brought to a conclusion at the courts. Firstly, we have established these courts where there is a nominated district judge, District Judge Cooper, and a panel of magistrates who are appointed and are regularly sitting in that court. They're appointed because they have knowledge of the communities, because they have experience in a wide range of magistrates' courts work and youth court work, and they're also willing and able to participate in the community engagement activities that are an important part of the project. We have dedicated magistrates courts and youth court sessions. There are courts that deal with all offenders that are charged with offences occurring in St Anne's on Wednesdays, and on Fridays a court sits that deals with offenders who are charged with offences committed in Astley. And so far, there have been 140 defendants from St Anne's dealt with in the Wednesday courts and 137 in the Friday courts at Astley. Adult magistrates' courts in the morning, youth courts in the afternoon. We also have what's called a court coordinator, community justice coordinator, and she's somewhere in the room. I won't embarrass her by pointing her out, but she is an important part of the process, bringing together both the statutory and non-statutory agencies that provide the sentencing input to offenders that are dealt with by the court. And also, what we have achieved through doing this is establishing not only judicial but also some professional continuity in the way that cases are dealt with by the courts. So the same magistrates will be sitting regularly and coming back and dealing with the cases and the reviews, and we'll also have obviously the district judge who sits regularly in that court, but also a small group of prosecutors, probation officers, legal advisers to the magistrates who support the whole process. And I'll come back to tell you about the impact of that in a few moments. One of the initial expectations as part of our project that we would have two projects which would be a comparator project. One was intended to be based on a court in the community, the other based on court sitting in the courthouse alongside the canal off Harrington Street. So far we haven't been able to establish a court in the community, and there are some significant difficulties in doing that. We're still looking for suitable premises, but we are nonetheless running effective community courts in the Harrington Street building on the basis of what I've described to you. We also have a review process in the courts, which is quite new in relation to adult and youth offenders. And this has been in operation since May. And we now have a statutory provision which we can use to enable adult cases to be reviewed. This involves cases being brought back to court where offenders are made subject of community orders. We've had 30 review hearings so far, and the purpose of them is to increase the level of compliance that offenders have with their orders, so ultimately to increase confidence that you have. There's some positive outcomes, some negative, but it also supports these individuals through their orders and encourages them as much as possible to get something positive to redirect them away from criminal offending. It is intended to maximise judicial authority. And an illustration of that is that if there is a breach of an order or someone is not complying, procedures can be put in place very quickly to have that order dealt with again and the offender resentenced. 10 of the individuals subject to review didn't turn up. And so it's very quick and easy for the court and the probation service to put the matter back for a warrant to be issued and the individual to be brought back to court. So it is a very effective process. One of the key aspects of the scheme is that there should be much greater engagement between the criminal justice agencies and the communities they serve. We have done this through a great deal of hard work by a member of the Criminal Justice Board staff, who's done an enormous amount to establish links with the local communities. And we have done this through local meetings with groups from as many sections of the community as we possibly can. We recognise that there are, even within Astley and St Anne's, a wide variety of communities. And communities aren't just defined by geography. They may be defined by religion, by race, by age, by occupation. There are all sorts of communities that live in Nottingham. And engaging with all of those communities is one of the biggest challenges that we face. The engagement is carried out by members of the judiciary, members of the Criminal Justice Board, police officers are regularly at meetings like this, so Crown prosecutors and others. It's important that the engagement is a multi-agency exercise, and that's what we're working very hard to achieve. It is intended to allow us to be responsive to the suggestions made by the community as to what the problems are and how they might be dealt with. For example, communities are able to suggest how offenders might be dealt with through unpaid work. And a number of projects, a significant increase in the number of projects for unpaid work, what used to be called community service, now be done. There's been a significant increase both in the St Anne's and Aspley area through this process. So suggestions that people like yourself have made have been translated into actual sentences that defendants are committing, offenders are completing. It's strongly linked, of course, to this government initiative of neighbourhood policing. Whilst it's joined to that process, it is, I would have to emphasise, a distinct part of it because of the need to maintain the independence of the judiciary. I'm sure you would agree, it would be unreasonable for you to expect everything that you say will be taken into account by a judge in court. What's important is you can have an opportunity to say what you believe is appropriate so that the judge cannot take it into account, might or might not take it into account in a particular case. And I'll go on to say a little bit more about that in a moment. It's important that we see this as a two-way process, and one of the things that we have found very quickly is that we tend to engage with the people who are interested in engaging with you, whereas there is what we describe as a ladder of engagement. We think we're on the first or maybe the second run, but we're trying to climb up, but there are lots of people out there who yet we haven't been able to engage with, and that's what we're looking to do. So what else are we doing? We're working on developing things called community impact statements. And this is a very important development which is supported by the senior judiciary. You may have heard of things like victim personal statements before. These are community statements. The intention is to allow the community to describe how crime is committed in the area, what are the prevalent offences, whether there's a high level of burglary or car crime or criminal damage. Also, how many reports there are of antisocial behaviour in the area. And ultimately, giving the opportunity of ordinary people to say how crime affects them in their day-to-day lives. So it's some mechanism for allowing there to be... Sorry, I've gone the wrong way. Allowing there to be information on the impact. It needs to be prepared regularly, and we're yet to determine the mechanism for these statements to be put together. It's also quite new in that there is no legal framework which recognises community impact statements, so we need to work very hard to try and roll this out as quickly as possible. But it's a very real way in which communities can be confident that information about their offending in their area is being taken into account. There is a project review about to start. We're 6 months in. Nationally, the government wants to know how we're doing, so it's likely to involve an assessment of the steps that we've taken and what impact they've had. Importantly, it involves an assessment of the resource requirements. You will have heard, I'm sure, of the Liverpool Community Justice Project, which was extremely well resourced, many millions of pounds assigned to that project, slightly lesser sum assigned to the Salford project. We have next to nothing to work with, additional to existing resources. It's expected that we deliver community justice within the existing resources of the police, the CPS, the courts, probation, YOPS, all of the agencies that contribute to it. So the next question is, if there are resource requirements, is this project sustainable? Can we actually deliver the aims of the project when we're not going to have separate funding for it? And that will, I have to say, determine the future direction and the development of the initiative. We're only 6 months into it at the moment, and already we're learning things about, for example, engaging with communities that are resulting in the project evolving in a different way that we might have envisaged at the start. But the key issue is, can we see benefits from this approach, and can the community see benefits from this approach, and if so, how do we make that part of business as usual? We've learnt very quickly these things. The judicial continuity is valuable. Magistrates and judges develop an understanding of the area. They can oversee individual cases and the way in which offenders respond to the orders that they make. They develop an understanding of what works, and it's important for magistrates and judges to have confidence in the orders, particularly when, as in the Community Justice Project, the order that might be made is not purely a sentence of the court, it may be a link to something like a voluntary agency for drug addiction or alcohol misuse. We found that community engagement is not easy, and I've already talked about this ladder of engagement. We need to develop the right approach so that we're accessible to you, but also that you have an opportunity to come to us. So that's a very big challenge. We've also learned that creating dedicated courts like this brings complexity to the way in which we list and manage business. And it's resource hungry. We have to divert staff away to a particular project. And if we roll this out to a wider area, having dedicated courts for all parts of the city will be a big difficulty for us. But we need, ultimately, to convert what is a project into business as usual, normal business practice. It never was the intention that this should only apply to St Anne's and Astley. But what we need to do is to take the good things from this project that we can apply across the area. I'd like you just to say these few things at the close. We are responsive to the communities that are served by the criminal justice agencies, and we're looking for what is the best mechanism for hearing your views. Sorry, I'm going the wrong way again. We're also trying to stress that, as the Chief Constable said earlier, the judicial process, the criminal justice process, cannot work without participation of ordinary members of the community who will come forward as witnesses, as witness supporters, as appropriate adults supporting young people in court, numerous roles, even as magistrates, as volunteering to give up their time to sit as members of the judiciary. And this project cannot work without information from the community provided through proper channels. We also need to realise that as the project evolves, there will be a need to be more consultative. We need to explain to you more of what we're doing to make it ensure that what we ultimately propose is manageable and delivers the benefits that you and we want to see. And ultimately, what we develop must be sustainable. In other words, we must have the ability, with the money that is allocated to each of our agencies, to have the ability to sustain it across the wider area. That's what I have to say about the project. I can't end without finally giving this plug to the Nottingham Open Day, the Magistrates Court. It has a community justice theme. There will be demonstrations of courts of the type used in the Community Justice Initiative. There will also be a demonstration of our specialist domestic violence court. And there will be all sorts of other attractions that come from the community, such as music from Steel Band. There will be dancing. It's a genuine family day out, which is intended to be informative and interesting and entertaining. So do join us, and you'll learn a great deal about perhaps far more than I've been able to tell you this morning.